It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You
know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, it is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio, as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Mike, Pete, across the way. Andrew, with your updates, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
There you have it. Let's go. The three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose.
Number one.
Doncic posts 35-point triple-double in just 25 minutes.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, he's an unbelievable player for the Dallas Mavericks. He really is. There's nothing not to like about what he can do on the basketball court. He's a young star. We talked about the ratings being down in the NBA, Taz, and certainly, you know, not from the doing or anything that what Luka Doncic is doing right now for the Dallas Mavericks. And he's putting on an absolute show, him and Porzingis together. He was a big-time star a year ago, kind of picked off where he left off. You love watching him play. He's got a little bit of a flair to him, too. And last night he put on the show. I mean, a triple.
Talk about infectious. I mentioned like how Mahomes was last year with the NFL, with the Chiefs. That's how this kid is here. 20 years old. I mean, God, it's second year in the league, I believe, and really impressive. He scores a lot, and he scores fast. I mean, like, he don't play games, man. This is something that I think that's really good for the NBA. A guy like this, he's entertaining as heck, and he's fun to watch. Talented, super talented. And he's a baby, man. He really is. He's going to be around a long time. He's such a bright future.
Yeah, and the Dallas Mavericks have a couple of young stars. Now, they're, you know, it's not exactly they're 9-5 on the year. They played well this season. You know, they lose, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, their legendary shooting big man, and they're able to acquire, bring in, you know, a Luka Doncic. They acquire him in a draft night trade, and I think it's obviously going to be a thing that works out for them in the long term. We'll see exactly how Doncic and Porzingis do work together here for the Mavs here long term, in terms of, you know, not just playoff or regular season success, but in terms of getting back and winning a championship for Mark Cuban.
Yeah, no doubt. And what was it, 140 over the Warriors, right? Like 94 or something like that?
Yeah.
What a beating. I mean, God, you think about that. Like, it's like if you're a Warriors fan, I mean, they're sitting 3-13 right now. I mean, just all the year. We talked all about the lack of super teams. I mean, I know we're talking about Luka here. I get that. But still, I'm just looking at how lopsided the score was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you never would have thunk that, right, about the Mavericks putting it on the Warriors to that level. But it's not the same Warrior
it's
team.
It's not the same Warrior team.
We all knew, I should say.
No, and it's not. I mentioned that trade, Taz, and trade worked out for both teams. I mean, you look at Luka Doncic, whose draft rights were traded from the Hawks to the Mavs. The Mavs traded the draft rights to Trae Young to the Atlanta Hawks. Young's a young star guard for the Atlanta Hawks. He's been great, the former Oklahoma star. And we know how good Doncic has been, the European young star coming over and playing here in the NBA. So sometimes you see those draft night trades when you're talking about rights to players.
Right.
It doesn't work out. It's worked out for both teams because Young's been spectacular for Atlanta. And Doncic, we know how good he's been for the Mavs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, it was 35 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. Amazing night. He's just on amazing tear.
In what, 25 minutes?
Yeah, 25 minutes.
Crazy.
Yeah, he did that. I mean, I think he played, 25 minutes. Yeah, so, dude, this kid is going to just, I don't think it's going to slow down at all year. He's just going to keep on rolling, man.
As long as he stays healthy, I agree with you. Yeah. As long as he stays healthy, he's got that kind of special, really special skill set.
Yeah, he's kind of funny. You know, he's kind of entertaining. You know what I mean? He is.
Well, I think he's enjoyable to watch. You know, he's not the reason why the ratings are down in the NBA.
Right.
I think he's fun to watch.
Yeah,
I think he's a good player to watch. I've seen him on a number of occasions early on, especially when they took on the Knicks twice this year. And the Knicks beat him twice this year, basically, enough. As bad as they are.
That's a rare thing.
Yes, that is. All right, next.
Number two.
Paul George and Kawhi Leonard team up for the first time and defeat the Celtics.
They do, and Boston has been a little bit of a revelation with Kemba Walker in and Kyrie Irving now a member of Bisseglia's Brooklyn Nets squad. And they play pretty well. They go on the road in Los Angeles against the Clippers last night. There was one play which Jason Tatum put Paul George basically on his rear end with a little bit of a step back move.
Yeah.
With the accentuation of his arm, but still put him on his rear end. And, you know, the Clippers, when you bring in Paul George and you bring in Kawhi Leonard in one offseason, Taz, you're expected to compete for a championship. They will. They are. Last night you saw them on the court for the same time together. It ended up being a win. It's going to take a little bit of time for that entire team to come together, but I think that duo is going to be spectacular.
I do too. I mean, both these teams are really good teams this early in the year right now, where the Clippers are sitting 10-5, the Celtics are 11-3, so both similar type records for the most part early in the year. But yeah, no, that chemistry with Kawhi and George, yeah, once it gets kicking, and Beverly's a real good player too for those Clippers too. They had a good team. But as does the Celtics. I like the Celtics. What's not to like with Smart and Walker and Tatum, as you said, Jaylen Brown. These are really good players, man, on that Celtics squad. So, yeah, good matchup right here that they had. So, but the Clippers get the edge out the victory there.
Yeah, the question you have for the Clippers, though, Taz, do you think it could all come together year one of Kawhi and George? You saw it last night for the first time. It's going to be work. It's going to take a little bit of time here. Do you think it can all work out here over the duration of the rest of the regular season?
I do. I do. No, I do think it can. I do think it can. Again, like I said with Beverly, Beverly had 14 points, he had 16 rebounds. He played well, too. So, you know, and he's that third man in that, third star, I should say, in that starting lineup. So, yeah, but I do think that it definitely all could come together big time for the Clippers throughout the year.
And you know why, Taz? Because I think those guys are very, their games are easy for other players to adjust to. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
My point being is that I don't think Kawhi is this, you know, ball-dominant Carmelo Anthony type of guy, which is difficult for other guys to intertwine with. And Paul George is not that guy either. Obviously, those are going to be the guys you're going to feed at the end of the game because they're your stars, and those are the guys you want the ball to have in their hands. I'm talking about over the context of the game. They're both so well-rounded in the way they play offensively and defensively.
Kawhi defensively. Yeah,
no doubt. Always. And George is a hell of a defensive player as
George
well.
George, too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So my point being, though, Taz, is play off what you said in terms of them coming together. I agree with you. I think it's just a matter of time because I think those two guys are easy to play with.
And Beverly's, he's capitalizing off of his teammates and what they can bring to the table. And he like I said, he sits in there and gets 14 points with 7 assists and 16 rebounds, has himself a day. And that's good stuff. So, yeah, no, I think the Clippers, once this really starts flowing, I think they're gonna keep on winning. I do. I think they're going to do well. You're right over there.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's blowing my nose.
You're blowing your nose. It probably... I don't think I've ever seen anyone have that long of a nose blow moment. Like, you know, some people do like a nose, they blow their nose like short burst.
Yeah.
You went.
You're right about that.
I know. A long one.
But yeah, it's a good sign that I'm draining out, right?
Yeah, on live radio, it's great.
No, I shut my microphone off.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm sitting next to you in this little room.
I understand.
I'm starting to get the chills. My body aches.
I'm not getting close to anybody.
You're 6 to 5 feet from me, dude.
We're not touching the same equipment or anything like that. I feel bad for whoever comes in after me. DA.
Well, DA's in trouble.
Tell DA to hose the place down.
No, I'm going to tell DA. I'm going to have a little chat with DA.
Use one of those wipes. Malusis is sick.
Yeah, no. DA needs to put a blanket over all the equipment.
He really does. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
I think he needs to sit in this chair where I am.
Yeah, I would agree. He needs to sanitize the place.
Yeah, he's otherwise that guy, that poor guy, he's going to be sick as a dog.
He is. Make sure to sanitize. Don't touch anything I've
touched. What are you going to do? Because your nasal passage, you got something going on, dude. I don't know if I have a nasal infection or what you got.
No, I don't have a nasal infection. What are you?
I just spitballing some medical terms.
That's no medical term. I've never heard a doctor say nasal infection.
You never gone to the ENT doctor?
I have gone to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. I've never had a nasal infection. Anyway.
Wait, hold on a second. There's got to be such thing as a nasal.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
You might have it.
Hopefully I don't. Hopefully it's just a cold. Yes. Right. But a cold takes time.
Well, you'll be sick. You'll come to work too, and you'll be sniffling and coughing. I've been dealing with this for 2 years, and it'll last for 2-3 weeks. You'll be sick.
I hope not.
No, I
want to be healthy for Thanksgiving.
Well, you won't be here, so you'll come around. You'll be fine for Thanksgiving. Because this place is filled with germs.
You think I'm sick because I'm at work?
Oh, they can do it. I know I'm sick sometimes at work. So
stop.
No, I'm just saying. I get sick sometimes at work. There's a lot of germs here.
There are a lot of germs.
We work with equipment. That
I was feeling pretty good, and then I came, and then on the drive down the way I came in, it's basically like blossoms since I stepped in here. I've been blowing my nose now more than I did yesterday.
That's why we all need to stay home.
I should have called out today.
That would have been a bad look. You can't just call out on a Thursday. Because then you might not feel good on Friday. Then it's like, this guy just took a 4-day weekend with a cold. You can't do that.
I agree with you. And that's why I did. I'm pushing through.
5-day.
Yeah. I'm putting it 5-day.
And then you're like, Thanksgiving's coming up. Let me take off Monday.
Christmas is almost here.
See, the guy's gone for 3 weeks for his nose running.
Right. Like, where's Melusis? I just saw him on TV.
His nose looked great.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I know. You know what's worse about it is that I left my tissues in the car. And so now I have to blow my nose with paper towels.
Yeah.
And my nose is going to be like red like Rudolph.
Well, the best part is that you're blowing your nose.
I'm going to look like Rudolph or basically like a raging drunk.
Like you're into like white candy, as the 1980s term was.
Blow.
White lines. Blow. As you just put it, yeah. I love the part that when you blow your nose with the snot rocket, the snot rag, and then you put it all over the buttons and all over the table. So DA's going to appreciate that part, too.
I'm holding it in my hand.
Bro.
Don't make it out to be I'm blowing snot rockets all over the room.
You got this.
I am a very.
Snot rag Jones.
I'm a very clean, clean.
I hope DA's hearing all this.
I'm sure. I'd hose it all down.
Is he out there?
Get it disinfectant.
Is he out there?
No, he's not out there yet.
He's usually here. He's not here?
Not yet. All right. Next.
Number 3.
Colts versus Texans kick off week 12 in the NFL.
Mr. Thursday Night Taz. He loves the Thursday Night action. Taz, it's your breakdown on tonight.
Well, part of the reason, too, is there's really no wrestling on Thursday nights.
That's another good point.
The only night
nothing to distract you.
There's no distractions. Full throttle. Listen to the Taz show. A new one just dropped yesterday. And download it at ratradio.com. Or if that's giving you a problem, you can download it at... Killing me. You can download it at Apple Podcast.
I'm not doing it on purpose, dude. I'm sorry.
I know you're not. So... Yeah, the Taz show. Yeah,
that's very disrespectful.
No, it's all right. I had Conrad Thompson on. You know Conrad, big boy. Conrad, big hoss. I had him on yesterday. Alabama Jones, big Alabama football fan. Loves Alabama.
Oh.
I text him sometimes during the year, and I'm like, you guys ain't playing nobody.
Oklahoma.
He's like, yo, screw you, man. Like, he gets really.
That's funny.
Dude, you get an Alabama fan who's from Alabama, born and raised, and you tell them they're not playing nobody, and they're out of the playoff.
They get all ticked off.
Oh, ticked off. Dude, I can't even read the text this man sent me. So anyway, yeah, I had him on the show. It has nothing to do with the Thursday night game. But I had Conrad on the Taz show, which was great. We just spitball a little wrestling. So, you know, it's Freebie Jones. You
nice. Download it. Taz show.
But what do you want to say? Oh, yeah, so tonight you got
tonight,
the Colts.
Tonight, Thursday night affair.
Yeah, I'll be out.
Brissette, Watson, I'm Texans, in. Colts, AFC South showdown. Both teams 6-4.
Yeah.
Reich has had Reich in 4 meetings against Bill O'Brien. They're 3. He's 3-1.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of success. We know what Brissette's been able to do. The great offensive line of the Colts. The Texans coming off a game in which they got absolutely throttled by the Baltimore Ravens.
I know. Oh, by the way, there might be a social media update. I hate to interrupt our chat. He basically did what we just did on 1v1, but the Kingsman. At Kingsman 36. Taz and the Moose, Taz. I think if Mark Melusis is blowing his nose that long, he definitely has sinus infection. My kid got it recently, and it's taken 2 weeks to clear out with meds. Go see a doctor in between his 7 shifts today.
I
thought it was going to be a shot at Pete, and it wasn't.
No, it was a shot at me.
But then Speakerphone Jones, he came in with one. Dad, you're not done. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. It just cleared out.
The next few weeks of Taz the Moose, because of the month of December, is Tazmas, and he's off. That means Taz
Well, that
has
is true.
Vacation.
Taz holds off all of his vacation until the end of the year, as we learned last year.
And then
no vacation when the sun's right. out summer. It's got to be 20 degrees and freezing out, and Taz's like, good day for a vacation.
And then Speakerphone Jones says, 2020 is a new adventure.
Mark. There you go.
And then he put hashtag 855-212-4227.
Mark. Hashtag we over. Love you, Speakerphone
Jones.
That's
it, too.
The sun.
The sun. He's the son of Bisegna.
He is the son of Bisegna.
Is he still doing the Uber Eats? He's still flourishing?
Yeah, he still
does. Are you still profiting off of his hard work?
I am not. That
he's finally out from you?
Yeah, he got out.
You're big for getting you involved?
He made money too. We're both living large.
I understand you. He was making, but you were making money off of his hard work. Did you give that back to him?
Did not. No.
What do you call the gentleman?
I'm an American.
The years ago, the men when it was a man that ran like a brothel.
He's a pimp.
I didn't want to say that, but I know that word. But I guess you can say that on the radio.
Why can't you say pimp on the radio?
Because it sounds a little crass. But anyway, that's kind of what the saying is. With all these,
you're worried about being crass.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. Bisegna is kind of like the pimp of Uber Eats drivers.
that really is true.
It's like,
you think he
Speakerphone Jones is one of the drivers of the night.
he turned Speakerphone Jones out.
My God. Folks, blow your nose.
That's my son you're talking about.
Dude, really. You run the brothel, known as Uber Eats driving. Or
that's
something
right.
Like that,
yeah. That's my
No, he's
gimmick.
A subsidiary.
Yeah.
It's all under the Uber Eats umbrella.
The second Vic.
It's right. It's the right.
That's a good point.
Right. Bisegna, right. Bisegna wants you check in on speakerphone to make sure he's working.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I did at the time, but now I don't have to. Now I don't have
to. You're making sure he's working.
I did. Well, actually, the app keeps track for you, so I know
he is. Do you follow up on him on the app?
I did. I mean, this was a long time ago, but when I was checking in on him, yeah, it would tell me his
How
progress.
How much did you make off of him?
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, that's kind of private. Well, she can't ask that question.
A grand?
No.
She can't ask that. Even if it was, he's not going to tell you.
$750.
No, it was not nearly that much.
Now Moose is going to go through the whole thing. 500. Here we go. He's going to keep going. No, listen. The
50 bucks.
No. I can't tell you that.
The thing is, though, Basketball Drives. What episode is it at?
24 coming out.
Nice transition. Basketball Drives is out. Download it wherever the podcast is.
Well, because I was promoting the Taz show. I feel bad not to promote Mike's podcast.
Don't worry about it.
There you go. No, promote it. Absolutely. What's coming up?
Well, no, now it's on radio.com. Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
You should follow him on Twitter. You would know.
There you go.
Yeah,
I do follow him on Twitter.
Well,
it's on radio.com now.
You should unmute him.
Nice.
I don't think so. Mike is down.
I don't blame you.
Mike is down on radio.com, just like Taz and the Moose, just like the Taz show is. So Mike now, Basketball Drives is on Basketball. Look, Pete the Body's even looking at him and saying, really, you're on it? Right, Pete, that's what you just said?
Yeah, that's news to me.
Well, that's what Taz does.
You guys are really close behind the glass.
You don't even know, right, what's going on.
Actually, that's like strange.
Well, it's as strange as when you go wrestle in a ring on Long Island, and I live in Long Island, and I wrestled a few matches in my day, and I didn't know. It's like that strange, like that, right? Remember that time?
I do remember that time. I've
gotten over it. It's okay.
Well, I understand that. You're right about that. And we talked that out at the time.
All right.
No?
Yeah, I like to bring it up.
That was in March.
That was the month. It's unbelievable.
It was. It was right before WrestleMania. Is it WrestleMania in March?
Yeah, springtime, Jones. Yeah, so back to Basketball Drives.
Hold on. Can I just say just one question?
Yes, sir.
But second, Mike, you didn't mention to Pete at all that your podcast is on radio.com?
Did not, no.
Why not? You guys work together every day.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
Pete, do you ever ask him about his podcast?
I ask how he's doing with it.
He doesn't care. Pete doesn't care.
No, Pete does care. He's been very supportive.
That was very.
No, he really has.
That was the first I was.
We've had a lot of. We've had many discussions behind this glass about it.
I'm sure.
Lord knows how much we're getting talked about.
Could
you imagine how much they're talking about you or me, Moose?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
wow. You more than me.
They talk about you more than me.
I'm sure. I'm sure they do.
You said me more than you.
I know.
You more than me.
I know.
They like me.
I know they do.
They used to hate me, but now
they love you. You've warmed up.
I spend every segment during the break with them for months. So I won them over.
Yes, you did. Good job.
Yeah, that's what I do. And then I promote the guy's podcast. He's like, Taz, can you please promote
him? He's on.
Never asked you. That's not true.
He's never asked. I'm joking.
That's not true. I never asked.
He's never asked to do that. I'm just a good guy. Moose, once you get your podcast going,
yeah.
If I'm still around, I'll promote that for you.
Thank you, Taz. I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
The
man who just gives.
It just gives, tirelessly gives.
The man who gives.
Yes, that's it.
I give Aja if he asks my wife. That's
yeah,
what I give.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
855-212-4227.
Speakerphone jokes. 855. That's his gimmick now. He stole it from you.
It's Daz of the Moose.
Built for
CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line of 855-212-4227 brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Are you able to run to the men's room and help you, like, you know, blow your nose more, like, help yourself out?
Yeah.
You sound a little more clear, a little clearer.
I did, yeah. Blew my nose.
Yeah, did you see DA? Is he here yet? You didn't see DA yet?
I don't think he's in the hall. No.
Yeah, I got to give him a heads up. Just like we discussed. So
he's here. I saw him in the hall.
Oh, he's in the hall. Did you tell him?
I did not. No.
You should sit where Taz is.
Did you hug him? I was talking to somebody else.
Did you hug him?
Yeah. Yes, I did. Spread the germs.
Just hug him. Were you like this when you were on the fair with Maggie or no? You didn't have these issues?
No, I've been under the weather the last couple of days. Thanks for noticing.
No, I have no choice but to notice because you're going to get me sick. So I'm used to this. No, I'm asking you because I didn't get a chance to hear you guys.
No, I said it's gotten worse today.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yesterday, yesterday I felt better. Oh no, no, it's just I was under the. I haven't really felt well all week long.
I've heard all week. I've heard about it.
Yes,
Andrew now is a little bit.
Yes, like Antonio. I talk about it all the time.
I'm going to be out tomorrow. So
I did not.
You need you to come
so
in.
So am I. I'm just going to be sick too.
Me too.
Well, I got my picks, so I got to make sure I'm here because I'm undefeated. My NFL picks, and I might not still be undefeated. I don't know. I'm not, but anyway, no. But
undefeated?
Well, not undefeated. I mean, like,
you're winning. You're the most. You're like leading.
Yeah, I'm the winner. That's what it means.
Right.
You're the winner. Okay.
Sure.
Right.
Well, what did I say wrong now?
Undefeated.
What did I say wrong? That's not factually correct.
No.
Sports factually correct. They're not undefeated.
Right. This is about the dictionary.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I'm competing against one guy, and it's Mark Melusis.
Yeah, you're winning.
And I'm undefeated against him. He has not defeated me one week yet.
Is that what it is?
And I don't have sympathy for you because you're sick, and I feel bad for DA.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. There's been weeks we've tied, so I don't know if that's
And Moose actually won last week.
Yeah, so there you go.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You're excused.
So you're not undefeated anymore.
I forgot about it.
You're still, I mean, you have a comfortable
I had a bye
lead.
Week last week. Get it? Had a bye
yes,
week.
You did.
Right. Antonio Bogush.
What were the records last week?
You went 2-1 in the NFL. Taz was 1-2.
Well, there you go.
Right. Sean Bogush just walked in.
The perfect college for Moose and 1-2 for Taz as well.
I was perfect in college.
Yes.
So I was nice 5-1 last
week.
Nice
week last week.
In six games.
Sean Antonio Bogush just walked in.
But Taz
that
still
speakerphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that speakerphone.
Yeah. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, thanks for asking, Mark. I appreciate that.
You got it.
Paul George, Kawhi Leonard finally played together as Clippers last night, but Patrick Beverley stole the show against the Celtics.
Bounce pass goes to Harrell. Kick it out. Far corner. Beverley. Another three ball. Bullseye. Patrick Beverley. Mr. 94 feet. Mr. Clutch. in Staples Center. 107-102. Clippers now up by 5.
Noah Eagle on Clippers Radio. Beverly, 14 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists to finally beat the Celtics in OT. 107-104. George had 25 points and 8 assists, 17 points, 16 or 6 boards rather for Kawhi. The Mavs embarrassed the Warriors 142-94. The Spurs losing streak hit 7, 138-132 in Washington. Utah won in Minnesota 103-90.
Hold on, Andrew, please. We have a special guest that's going to jump on real quick. He's the host of the DA show.
What's
DA,
up, DA?
DA, what's going on, bro?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good. Good, how you
good,
doing?
Good.
Listen, I just want to tell you publicly, okay, that my co-host here, my partner, very under the weather.
Oh,
so you need, yeah. So
hose the place down.
So be careful. Just be. There's tissues. There's snot rags.
Oh no.
You really? I know. You got
snot rags.
No, there's not snot rags.
There's some snot tissues.
They're in the garbage.
Well,
they're in the garbage.
Now
I would wipe it all down.
Careful.
Just wipe it all down.
You know this.
Yes.
There's no need to be a hero around here. If you're sick, you stay home.
Oh, Taz knows it. If there's one person here that knows it, it's Taz. Good point, DA.
No.
There is no grind.
Oh, that's good stuff.
No need to be a hero here, Moose.
Yes. Taz, you're preacher of the choir, DA.
Moose.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Moose, you can go home now. Come back after Thanksgiving.
No big deal.
Give yourself some time to rest.
I'm just trying to help you, brother. Just be careful.
I appreciate
when you
sit the heads up. That's why I'm doing this from this control.
I would do it from
I'm
that.
Doing the hosting next hour.
Wait a second. Amy Lawrence was doing shows. She had walking pneumonia.
Yeah, I heard about that. True. And I think.
And she did basically, after one overnight, when I was taking over, she was like, I'd wipe it down. I'm like, what do you have? She's like, pneumonia. I'm like, pneumonia? Why are you at work? She's like, I couldn't miss the shows.
Act better. Never get in that studio after. Amy has pneumonia.
Yeah.
He'll never do the show.
Pneumonia. I've got a cold.
Amy's been upset. Have pneumonia.
We've had times where pneumonia. Amy, DA, she'll walk
heaven
in here.
Forbid.
We do the transition. You know what? She's walking
Thanks,
out.
Bogus.
We're walking
Thanks,
in.
Sean.
And we're like holding the place down.
You have to.
You know, that's what we do. And I think one time she got a little upset with Moose. She's like, wow, do I have germ? I can't remember. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I was spraying the chair down.
It was like 5:55 a.m.
What was wrong with the chair?
It smelled. And nothing to do with her, though. It could have been Jody McDonald from the night before.
Have you seen the Jody cup over here, by the way?
I refuse to touch it. I don't know if that's a spittoon from the 20s.
Yeah, it could have been, right.
Terrified of that thing.
Jody the Jet Cowboy fan, which I don't know how you can be a fan of two teams, but Jody McDonald is.
That's awesome. Well, Dia, I just wanted you to be careful.
Let's get some thank Lysol you, Taz. Wipes. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm going to be doing the
Dia, window from here. I would have said nothing at all.
I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
Secrecy.
I would have said nothing at all. I would have said enjoy your day and left it all here.
And that I'm the one with the pneumonia tomorrow.
Right, exactly. Oh, happy God. Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sorry, Andrew Bogus or Antonio
no
or
yeah,
Sean
come
Bogus.
Come whenever you want.
Yeah, yes.
Where were we? Oh, yes, the Nuggets ending the Rockets win streak.
Murray off to a streaking Gary Harrison traffic. Dribbles out of trouble to Joker for three. Yeah! 13-point lead for Denver on a 14-3 run.
Jason Kosmicki on Nuggets Radio. Nikola Jokic, 27 points, 12 boards, and a 105-95 victory, which snapped Houston's 8-game run. Week 12 in the NFL begins with the Texans and the Colts in Houston at 8:20 Eastern. Indy has won their last three meetings. Another victory would give them sole possession of first in the AFC South. The NCAA has suspended Memphis freshman forward James Wiseman 11 more games, so 12 total because his parents took money from Penny Hardaway when they moved to Memphis 2 years ago. The NCAA would like James to now find $11,500 and donate it to a charity of his choice.
Off.
Maybe it's Moose's Lung Foundation.
I really did. I thought I thought the microphone was off. I swear to you.
You've been doing this 600 years, bro.
I got My wife texted me about something at the house. I thought the microphone was off, and then it just caught.
Oh, what's going on at the house now?
No, nothing. Nothing major.
Okay, good. Yeah, nothing
major. Nothing major.
Small fire.
I mean, small, right.
I know
small, small brush fire.
Yeah, just a little.
It's okay.
The chimney fell, but we're good.
It's okay. Nothing. Everyone's alive. Everyone's alive. Yeah. Small tree fell on the foundation. We're okay.
Not a flood on
There's
the porch under the portico for the washing machine.
I'm not going to Tommy Two Nose for a loan.
Tommy Two. No, you mean One Meal Marty, who also is very wealthy, by the way. So
no, I meant Tommy Two Nose. You're One Meal Marty.
No, not me. My friend.
Yes, yeah, I know your friend. Yes,
yeah, my friend.
You know One Meal Marty.
So when the guy's doing his update, Sean Bogus, when he's doing his update, you got to make sure that red light is off.
Thank you.
When you're going to up
Chuck. Thank you, Taz.
I know you've been doing this since you're 12, but still.
Yes. Okay? Thank you.
Continue.
Hockey last night, the Rangers beat the Capitals 4-1. Ottawa got a 2-1 win in OT in Montreal, and Jimmy Johnson retires after next NASCAR season. Boomer Geo, back to you.
All right, thank you. Well, job well done. Le'Veon Boomer Bell, Geo. Not happy with the NFL right now. We'll get to that in a little undercard. That comes your way next. It's Taz and the Moose with you right here on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
So Le'Veon Bell a little bit bothered right now, Taz. And why is Le'Veon Bell, the Jets running back, a little bit bothered? Because he's had a number of tests for HGH. Five of them in the span of 11 weeks. No, there was a point in time, Eric Reed, remember he came back from Carolina. A controversial safety was taking a knee with Colin Kaepernick out there with the 49ers, former LSU star, former first-round draft choice by Harbaugh. Now he's a member of Carolina. He signed on with the Carolina Panthers first 11 weeks. Remember, that was that whole controversy when he got an opportunity down in Carolina. He got tested six times by the NFL.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell's here as F5. Now, from my understanding is, and he said, I could... This is blood test now. We're not talking about urine tests. He said, I could provide urine tests all night, all day long, whatever you want. And remember, Le'Veon Bell did have the marijuana positive, right? Remember that story with him and LeGarrette Blount in the car out in Pittsburgh and getting pulled over and the like. But so, this is now a scenario where they're, poking with you needles and taking blood from you. So this is, from my understanding, 10 players are randomly selected per team per week.
Yeah, it's and
for just, HGH testing.
He's just getting picked all the time. It's a little ridiculous. Listen, first of all, if a guy's going to go on HGH, he's going to do it before the season. Okay, you're not going to do it in the middle of the season. And by the way, when you
now
go,
why is that?
Well, because it takes a long time for it to work. It doesn't. It's not like if you take a recreational drug. If you say, we're gonna snort cocaine. Okay, you're going to feel the effects of that cocaine right away. Okay, with PEDs, any form of anabolic steroid or human growth hormone, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't, once you inject it or take the pill form, performance-enhancing drug, it doesn't work right away. It takes weeks for it to really kick in and work.
Fair enough.
So a lot of people don't know that, and how would people know that? But that's the truth.
Okay, so you have to do it, but it can be something that trickles that you're doing during the year, right?
Well, someone can do it during the year.
Right, you're
going to
test positive, but it's something that you're better served in where you're...
Off-season, and because it helps pack more muscle on. It also helps recover from injury, but that takes time, too, with HGH. It does. It's not like taking some type of a cortisone injectable drug, which is going to bring down inflammation on an injury fast. That a lot of athletes do. That's not illegal stuff, but it's done all the time. So growth hormone's different. So Bell, to your point, he tweeted this. This was yesterday, actually, because I'm done. Had 5 random HGH blood tests in 10 weeks, and he tagged the NFL. Goes, I'm done. Not doing another after today. Whatever you're looking for, it obviously ain't there, and I'm not about to keep y'all sticking me with those dirty-ass needles. Find the players who really do that HGH BS and get off me. He's not wrong. I mean, they're obviously not paying attention who they're giving this thing to. It's just, and those are the guys clean. They're just moving on. And it's random because he just keeps getting picked. So I kind of feel for the guy a little bit. I got to be honest. I mean, it's annoying. And to the point you're saying, it's not urine. You're having blood pulled from you every time.
I agree with you. I don't disagree with any of the frustration, but doesn't that just come along with the territory of being an NFL player?
It's too much, dude. I got to be honest. The short answer is yes, you're right. But it's ridiculous. Check the guy off after 2 tests during the season and realize, okay, he's not messing with HGH.
I don't disagree.
Blood test a lot.
I get it, Taz. I don't disagree with any of that. I don't. But if it ends up happening, is it really that big of a deal?
Is it for Le'Veon Bell to go be Chris? I mean, you're getting paid a lot of money. They draw a little bit of blood. They test you for HGH.
It's not a little bit of blood. They've taken a full vial of blood. Well, I'm sure you've had blood taken.
No, I've had blood taken.
It's a pain in the neck.
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not as easy as giving a urine sample. I get all that. I understand the hindrance to it. But in the grand scheme, you're getting paid a lot of money to go play NFL football. If they're asking you to give an HGH test, even if it comes up five times, is it really that big of a deal?
I think it is.
Why?
I think it's too much. Because once the dude comes up clean a couple times, you're towards the end of the season, latter part of the season now, move on to the next guy. I mean, enough. Yeah. You know the guy's not on this stuff here. You're checking him for, I mean, he's not. And it's random, so it's just some computer spitting out names. He just happens to keep getting, I guess, nailed on it. You know,
right,
on it.
Which he calls BS on, where he says it feels like it's not so random, right? And that's the thing that Eric Reed mentioned. I guess I can see it both ways, Tessie. I can understand the frustration. I can understand the annoyance of it. I can understand the idea of being picked on. But I could also look at it in Taz and saying, all right, it's a pain. You don't want to go through it. But in the grand scheme of things, is it really that big of a deal? If I'm a clean player, it's not that.
I think it is, and this is why. Because it messes up your day, first off. Plus, it does weaken you a little bit. You have to, you know, when you have blood taken, it changes. Maybe you can't work out the same way. You feel tired. I mean, they're taking blood from you. It's happened five times. I understand the whole thing with weed, with him in the past. I get that. But, dude, they could just do a urine test if they're checking guys for marijuana.
Which they do already.
Right. So,
they do that.
Right,
No, I get it. This is a specific thing. And I can understand his frustration. It's interesting to see if he comes up rando again. At any point the rest of the regular season. All right, let's get to it. Here we go, the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
Hi, Mike.
All right, let's do it. Mason Rudolph, we've talked a lot about him with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he's actually struggled at the quarterback position. Would it be smart for the Steelers to go to their third-string guy in Devlin Hodges, who did play well, led them to a win versus the Chargers?
I would not.
I wouldn't either. Rudolph's a better player. I just, at this point in their careers, I would not.
Yeah, and Rudolph is, here's the one thing that's interesting about Rudolph. Everyone was telling you that they believed in Rudolph when they traded their first-round draft choice to Miami for Minka Fitzpatrick. Now that trade's going to work because the Steelers have won some football games.
Right.
So they're not going to be a team that's sitting there in the top three or top four. The intriguing aspect is, you know, do they address the quarterback spot when their pick does come around in round number two? Because I've not seen anything from Mason Rudolph, Taz, that screams franchise quarterback for me. I've seen some throws that I like,
right?
But I don't look at him and say, you know what? That's the future star of the Steelers. That's the next guy to take over for Ben Roethlisberger. I don't feel that way. I have not seen that. Maybe it comes along here. He struggled a little bit. Have you seen that where you believe Mason Rudolph is definitely the quarterback of the future for Pittsburgh?
No. Initially, I thought he would be because, you know, his numbers when he was at OK State, I believe he went. And if I remember correctly, he had really good numbers out of Oklahoma State. And his stats were legit, and he was a good player.
Yeah, he was great.
A really good player, and it looked like he was going to be. And remember, we talked about it when they drafted him, Pittsburgh did, that Roethlisberger seemed a little bit, a little annoyed. And
I was
thinking, maybe Roethlisberger's a little threatened by the kid, that this kid's the young gunslinger coming in from the Cowboys, from Oklahoma State Cowboys. You know, maybe that's the case. Now he's had a chance to, he's been in the league, and he's had a chance to go out there because Roethlisberger's out with the injury. I'm with you, dude. I don't think he's a franchise guy either. I really don't. I don't. But I wouldn't put him in there. I wouldn't put Hodges in there.
No, I agree with you. I would not do that. We're in agreement on both of those things. Look at that.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, if you think about it.
Isn't that amazing, Susan?
It's just Susan. Oh, you mean? Oh, well, I'm Susan.
It's a Sterling thing. You're not Susan.
Dude, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. You're calling Andrew Steve, or whatever you called him, Sean.
Sean, by accident.
You called Mike Antonio. No, I called.
I did not call Mike Antonio.
Called me Mike.
You called Andrew Antonio.
Right,
Antonio. So he looks like Antonio.
Yeah. And then you called Pete Pascal.
Yes, that all transpired.
And then you called me Susan? What the hell's going on here?
That all transpired.
What kind of medicine you taking?
All of that is true.
What are you taking? You taking HGH?
No. Yeah, I wish. Next.
Ooh!
So James Wiseman has 11 more games on his suspension for Memphis. Do you think Memphis made a mistake long term and there could be more major infractions coming with how they played this out?
No, I mean, you go back. I mean, Penny Hardaway, when he wasn't a coach on the college level, loaned James Wiseman and his family money for housing. And then that comes back to haunt him here. I mean, listen, ultimately they won, right? Wiseman's going to play college basketball again this year. He's got 11 games to go on the suspension. Basically, everyone thought he was ineligible to play for the entire year, Taz. They got a stay and a court order and a stay. I think for Penny Hardaway and for Memphis, I mean, this is a win. He's going to play. Yep. It'll be only 1 year in the college before he goes off to the NBA, where he's expected to maybe be a top three pick next June in the NBA draft. And Penny Hardaway has put everyone on point in terms of what he is going to do at Memphis. He's going to recruit with all the other big programs in America.
Yeah, this, and the kid is put all the stuff aside. And everything. And what did we say earlier? Anderson is up to it. He's got to pay something like over $11,000.
$11,000 he's got to pay to charity. That's the loan he got from Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
The amount of the loan.
This kid and his family don't have that money right now. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. The
NCAA. Nah, it's ridiculous, dude. I mean, but look, James Wiseman comes in when he came out. You know, he's number one, ESPN's number one basketball recruit 2019. A kid, great player. He's as advertised, you know, but. Yeah, it's just more of the NCAA nonsense. But you're right, kind of a win here for them with Penny.
Well, he's going to play again.
He's going to play again, right.
Right? I mean, he's going to play again. They're looking to try and go deep into the NCAA tournament in March, in which we define all these college programs. So it's good. Do I think he should have gotten 12 games? No, I don't think he should have gotten 12 games.
Right. No, I don't either.
I think all this is idiocy. I think the stuff with Chase Young and Ohio State has.
That too.
That stuff is moronic too.
That too. No doubt.
I mean, it's crazy.
No, yeah. That is. And it's just, look, he's a freshman. He's at Memphis. He's a superstar. And then the whole thing was he was ineligible. At least now he's going to play. But the thing is, man, it's the typical conversation we have and so many other shows like this show. Talk about the NCAA and the hypocrites they are and the sham that they are and the load of BS that they are. They make me sick. They're annoying. It's not really a hot take. I'm just talking how I feel. It just don't. It's always something for years and years. And it's amazing. No one can stop them.
No.
Nobody. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. They are.
It's mafioso-esque. Well,
right. They're the Teflon Don.
Yeah.
Is the NCAA.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Next.
I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
Today is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Ooh.
Is peanut butter fudge the best type of fudge?
Yes. And I'm not a big fudge guy, but I'm a huge peanut butter guy. I had a gelato mousse. You know gelato?
Yeah.
So for you people,
your ice cream.
That don't know too much about Italian style ice cream, maybe some people might not know what gelato is. It's a more of a creamy type of ice cream. Did I say something wrong? No, right? I'm good here. Right. Mike, you're making me nervous.
Oh, you're just talking, breaking down gelato.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I had a peanut butter gelato. I can't even talk about it. This guy's bone his esophagus just came out to this tissue.
Malicious. I stepped about 8-10 feet away from the microphone.
But, bro, you have powerful nostrils.
I know. I really do. Gelato is delicious.
Gelato, but listen, bro, peanut butter, that's gelato sounds, on top.
Oh, that sounds great.
In the middle is a little fudge, then a little vanilla cream. And check this out. It's a stack. On the bottom, peanut butter chips.
Oh, wow. That's like a Carvelage.
Correct. And it comes, I can't remember the company's name.
Delicious.
That is good. You're right.
Sunday Dasher.
And this thing here.
Free plug.
I said, this. I had this a couple weeks ago. I said, let me take a tablespoon. My wife bought this.
Just tablespoons.
Bro, 5 minutes later, the pint was in the garbage.
Yeah, I imagine.
I went through that. I put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
I would raise an eyebrow, too, if I was your wife and say, tablespoon.
Yeah.
Let me take a tablespoon. Just grab it.
Tablespoon.
Like, go on your merry way.
Teaspoon.
Right, exactly. Tablespoon.
Get that spoon you mix the pasta with.
Peanut butter and, listen, peanut butter and chocolate, peanut butter and fudge, that works. Rocky Road fudge is very good,
That's
too.
That's good, too.
And so is caramel fudge.
Yeah, peanut butter
with sea salt on top.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's money right there. Oh, I'm going to Carvel right now.
Taz, good stuff this morning.
Hey, listen, Moose, you did a great job again, buddy.
Make sure to download the podcast.
All right.
Taz Show podcast as well. New one dropped yesterday. Basketball Drives, which congratulations to Mike up on radio.com. Pete had no idea until an hour ago.
God.
And they've been working together for years. Think about that, folks. Think about the connectivity on our show on a day-in, day-out basis. Till tomorrow. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here. Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.